Chippewa Valley Technical College in northwestern Wisconsin doesn't have a traditional athletic department, but in the last few years, the college, with roughly 18,000 students, gained an esports program, intramural football, and, for the first time, a competitive cheer team.
With 11 athletes, the River Otters are the only technical college competitive cheer team in the state. Late last year, they had their first cheer competition.
Competitive cheer has gained popularity in recent years with TV series like Cheer, a Netflix docuseries following a team in Texas.
Now we meet the River Otters coach and the team captain. Macy Bump is cheer coach for the Chippewa Valley Technical College cheer team, and Izzy Kading is the cheer captain and the flyer. We'll find out what that is in a few moments. Izzy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Macy, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Macy, what made you want to bring competitive cheer to Chippewa Valley?
Yeah, I mean, we have competitive cheer in the Chippewa Valley already in different avenues, but I really felt like CVTC would thrive with having this type of a program there. I, like I said, coached high school cheer for about 6 or 7 years prior to this. And I actually did help with the college cheer previously at a different college for a few years as well. So I knew a lot of the students at the technical college, and I thought that this would be a great opportunity for them. Also reflecting on my time when I was a student there, wishing that I had this opportunity. So I just felt it was the right year to give it a try. And now here we are.
And what is that opportunity, Macy, for the students? You don't have a full-on athletic department or the football team or things like that. So what are you hoping to provide for people who join the team?
Yeah, it's still an athletic outlet for them to learn new skills, to work really hard, and to go and compete against other colleges. Learning like athletic skills, like I said, and getting stronger, but also being a part of a team, a really close-knit team, developing relationships. Those are really the most fun parts of the journey. But competitions is also what we look forward to, competing against other colleges and other cheer teams, putting together the routine, traveling, awards, all of those things. Those things are fun, and that's kind of what we look forward to with the season, and that's our motivation in the season. But what's it's really all about is the journey and the connections that the athletes build and everything they learn throughout the season.
Izzy, you're on the team. You're the captain of the team. What has this opportunity meant for you as part of your college experience?
Honestly, after high school, I did not expect to cheer ever again. So it was kind of, okay, you got a few years on a cheer team and then you're going to move on from it. And with Macy starting the program at CVTC and kind of getting things running, it was just a perfect opportunity to do something that I loved again at a collegiate level, which was super cool.
Macy, people might hear cheer and think of, you know, the people on the sidelines during the football or basketball game. This isn't that. This is competitive cheer. What's the difference for people who don't know?
Yeah, competitive cheer is a team that the community can support rather than on the sideline, it's cheer supporting a different team. So competitive cheer, it's now kind of turning the table a little bit. Other people can cheer for the cheerleaders. They are putting together a structured routine that is scored and judged at competitions, and it abides by a rubric, and it can be very intense and very competitive versus when you're on the sideline, you're kind of doing it for fun. You're cheerleading a crowd of people that's for a different sports team, and it's more so free-spirited, and you're doing the typical cheers and chants. But when you're looking at the competitive side of it, that is when you're doing a structured routine that's filled with stunts, tumbling, jumps, dance, and not really those cheers and chants you'd see on the sideline.
Izzy, this is a team and people fill different roles. I understand you are the flyer. From that name, I can kind of guess what that would look like, but what does that mean to be the flyer on the competitive cheer team?
Yeah, so being a flyer means you're going up in the pyramids, you'll have bases underneath you. So I go up in baskets, so that would be a basket toss where they throw you in the air, you do a trick or something in the air, and then get caught again. So it means being basically held by the other cheerleaders and being on top of them.
And there's a lot of trust there, I imagine. What is the training? What is the process to be like, hey, you're going up and you know your teammates are catching you on the way down?
Yeah, so it actually starts a lot with just building those friendships and building those connections within your teammates. Because we walk in and most of us are strangers. I think walking in there, I only knew one or two people and not super well. So you got to walk in, you got to build those connections first. You got to make those friendships before you're ready, I feel, to go and be thrown and caught by them, because it is a lot of trust that you need.
We're talking about the Chippewa Valley Technical College River Otters cheer team, the school's first competitive cheer team, state's only cheer team associated with a technical college. We've got Macy Bump, the coach, Izzy Kading, team captain. Macy, what goes into planning out, choreographing, I guess, a performance for the team?
Yeah, it's really about looking at each individualized athlete and what strengths they can bring to the routine and what weaknesses come into the routine. It's not a routine that you can easily trade people in and out. It really is unique to every single athlete that's on the team. What goes into that is really looking at the score sheet and what the athletes that you have, what they can accomplish on the score sheet, and then making it all flow as seamless as possible.
And Izzy, as one of the athletes, is there some back and forth where you get the choreography, you work on it, you offer some ideas back to the coach?
There are definitely times where we'll give suggestions, but with the coach's process, they look at the skills that we can do. They look at all of our strengths. Like Macy was saying, she looks at each individual athlete. So usually their plan is exactly what's meant for us to be doing. There's definitely some things where I'll be like, I think we should do this or I think we should do that. And it's put into consideration, but at the end, it's ultimately the coach's decision.
Macy, you mentioned the scoring, and this is something where you perform competitively with other squads and get a score. What kind of factors go into that score?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The factors that go into the scoring process would be the type of stunts that you're doing. So you can do some basic stunts or you can do some elite level stunts. And obviously the elite level stunts are going to be harder, so therefore they're worth more points. Kind of similar to that is pyramids. You have to show pyramids and you could do some basic level pyramids or you could do elite level pyramids. And the more elite things that you do, the more you get scored. And then tumbling is kind of similar. The more you have, the more you're going to score. And then there's kind of an overall effect on the score sheet is was your routine seamless? Did it flow well? Did you use a lot of the floor? It's kind of just the overall effect of the routine score. So it can be pretty black and white, and a coach should be able to figure out what they're going to score before they go to the competition.
Now, there is some cheer out there in popular culture. There's an American Sweethearts show about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. That's, you know, the sideline cheering. And then a Netflix docuseries called Cheer about a competitive cheer team in Texas, a technical college also. Izzy, have you watched these shows? Do you feel like any of them are getting it right and presenting that experience?
I have watched a few of them. I think the main one that actually would show the full experience would be the cheer documentary on Netflix following the Navarro cheer team. They do a really good job of showing the highs and the lows and just the reality of cheer practices, showing like everything that goes into it, going to build the routine and eventually like going to competitions and things like that as well. And they do that in a way that I don't think a lot of the other shows do.
Macy, are you getting a lot of interest from students in participating in the competitive cheer team or just, you know, support from students and the community when you're out there performing?
Yeah, we did have our first performance in December and we had a huge turnout for that. A lot of community support, a lot of parent support. So that was amazing to see. And yes, we have had interest from students. We had a more than expected turnout for this year for tryouts. And then I have had people reaching out already that are telling me they want to come try out for next year. So the future is looking bright for the support for the program.
Izzy, I imagine you are spreading the word both at Chippewa Valley Technical College and elsewhere. What do you say to encourage people to give cheer a try if it isn't on their radar?
Yeah, I definitely am spreading the word about it. A lot of people haven't heard yet that CBTC has a cheer team, so that's pretty cool. And I tell them about the team. I tell them about the friendships I've made, the trust in the community that we've made. And when you talk about cheer, you can't not talk about having a good time. So.
And Macy, for anybody at a technical college thinking of starting a new program, a new athletic program, whether it's competitive cheer or something else, what would you say from your experience to encourage them to get it started?
Yeah, I would say just at least start with asking. I had no idea if this was going to get approved or not. And I just emailed one day, like I looked up in the staff directory for who I thought I should reach out to about this just to ask if it was possible. And then we met and talked about it further. So I would say for anyone who wanted to start something like this, that you should come with a plan. You don't want to come into it without a plan. And I had a really good plan with how the program was going to be sustainable and how it was going to work and all the details. And I think that was really helpful in getting things started.
We'll leave it there. Macy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And Izzy, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Macy Bump is cheer coach for the Chippewa Valley Technical College River Otters cheer team, and Izzy Kading is the cheer captain and the flyer. This is the first competitive cheer team at Chippewa Valley, and it's the only technical college cheer team in the state.